Listen to my prayer, Lord. Because of your faithfulness, hear my requests for mercy. Because of your righteousness, answer me. Please don't bring your servant to judgment, because no living thing is righteous before you.
I remember days long past. I meditate on all your deeds. I contemplate your handiwork. I stretch out my hands to you. My whole being is like dry dirt, thirsting for you.
Answer me, Lord, and quickly. My breath is fading. Don't hide your face from me, or I'll be like those going down to the pit. Teach me to do what pleases you, because you are my God.
Guide me by your good spirit into the land. Make me live again, Lord, for your name's sake.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and the love you have shown from old.
Do not remember my sins. In your love, remember me.
Beloved, let us offer ourselves to him who suffered and rose again for us. Let us become divine for his sake, since for us he became human.
He assumed the worst that he might give us the better. He became poor that by his poverty we might become rich.
He accepted the form of a servant that we might win back our freedom. He came down that we might be lifted up.
He was tempted that through him we might conquer. He was dishonored that he might glorify us.
He died that he might save us. He ascended that he might draw to himself us, who were thrown down to the fall of sin.
Constrain my mouth so long as the wicked are in my my hope is in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not set me forth as the reproach of the fool.
I am speechless. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it.
Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and listen to my cry for help.
Do not remain silent at my tears, for I am a passing guest in your house, a sojourner like all my ancestors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When I used to teach, not once did a student complain that they got out early. I think you're going to get out early tonight. Thanks so much for coming and for supporting us both by your presence and by your offering. And now that I think about offering, I think I forgot to leave the baskets at the back. But you'll figure it out. There's a table there, and I have deep pockets, so all the way around. If you look in your program, I think it's around page, well, I don't know. It's the page with a picture on it. And this shows that Menlo Hall is actually rising from the depths. There are going to be two underground parking levels, and when I saw the hole go down, I wondered if it'll come back up ever. But it's coming, and we have our fingers crossed that it will be available for the fall of 2026. I believe in miracles. If you turn now to page 14 in your program, I want to talk a little bit about the last piece, the last anthem you were going to say, because the text is a little unusual. It comes from that unusual book, Revelation, chapter 14, verse 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me. The piece will begin with a soprano who represents the writer of Revelation. And he is supported. He is saying, this is what, in my vision, I heard from heaven. And then the first word he heard was write. And this will be sung by four sopranos. So as soon as the narrator stops, the choir slowly enters. Write this down. From henceforth, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. These words are applicable today. And as I was thinking about this piece, I was going over in my mind how many people in the last 30 years have been coming to these Abendmahl events and now Abendmahl events and now are no longer with us. This happened, and we lost several of our faithful supporters just this past year. We believe that they died in the Lord. When this was written, it was within several decades of the fall of Jerusalem, a disaster that I cannot comprehend. We don't know how many people were killed. It's been estimated that in all of Judea, because one city fell after another, 100,000 Jews were enslaved. They were carried off as slaves. Among those were Christians, because the first Christians were Jews in Jerusalem. And if they stayed in the city, a number of them, many who remained, would either have been killed or enslaved. And so the writer is writing to some of those who still survive, or to their descendants who were born into slavery. Blessed, happy are those who died in the Lord. I hope we find comfort in these words. It's a beautiful setting by Stanford. I hope it touches you, as Lent should. And now I ask that you go back in your program to page 12 and join us as we pray to our God, our peace-loving God, our comforting God, our supporting God. The choir will introduce the refrain, and then Michael will invite you to join us in singing this refrain. Comfort, O Lord, all who are mourning the loss of those who have died because of war. Be with them in their sorrow. Support them in their loneliness. Give them faith to look beyond the troubles of this present time and to know that neither life nor death can separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
With us all forevermore.